Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th President of the United States and soon to be the 47th President of the United States, please welcome Donald J. Trump.
Former president announced with the house band music playing, proud to be an American. Not for nothing, E. That band is pretty good.
Yeah.
I was in the convention hall for several hours on Monday, and I don't know if it's the same band throughout, but whoever is up there, kind of this band plays from between segments or between activity on the floor, try to keep people's spirits up, dance and do stuff like that. Pretty solid band.
Okay.
So you heard them right there. WTMJ's John Mercure was on the floor of the convention as the former president entered. He is live on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning. Morning, John.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. What a morning. So that band, that was Lee Greenwood, was actually there live singing his song, Proud to Be an American, with the house band.
See, Eric said that. I thought it was the house band from earlier.
I wondered if it was Lee.
It was him. So here's a crazy little moment. The band played, as you said, Vince, throughout the day. So last night, in between speakers, the band's playing again, and suddenly this dude gets up there, and I said, I think that's Lee Greenwood. And then they say, Lee Greenwood. And they've already shown Donald Trump in a waiting area in the bottom of Fiserv. So the crowd's going nuts. And Lee Greenwood gets up there and starts this long soliloquy about, and the land where the trees sway and the clouds float in the sky. And he was going on and on and on. And finally, they just started playing at full blast the intro to his song. And he kind of went, proud to be, and it was craziest
Mr. Greenwood, like, it's time to sing.
Yeah, time to stop talking, time to sing. And then the place just went nuts, guys. It went nuts. It was louder than I've been at a lot of sporting events in the Super Bowl and the NBA Finals. I've never, I'm not exaggerating, heard a crowd as loud as when Donald Trump walked into Fiserv. It was nuts.
So they were showing the former president in the concourse. At least that was the TV feed that we saw of it. Was that showing also on the screens in the arena, John, as he was entering?
It was.
It felt to me like a boxer entering the arena, like that scene on a, you know, any scene on a Rocky.
He had a robe on.
Right.
That's exactly right. So I had several people tell me that indeed he was going to talk last night, and then I wanted to be in there. And so then it was like, well, where's he going to come in? Is he going to come in the backstage and be at the podium? Is he going to sit with his family? So I found out where his family was seated, and then I kind of wiggled in behind a big, tall, 7-foot photographer from CBS News, and I followed him. He looked like he knew what he was doing. And I got to this area, and before you know it, I was 10 feet away from where he entered in from underneath, and he was right there. And that Band-Aid, the only thing bigger than that Band-Aid on his right ear was the smile on his face.
And so I'm glad you brought that up.
Crazy.
Because I was wondering about that, because that's the first thing at least many people were wondering about, is what kind of Band-Aid would he have on his injury on his right ear. And it was a big one.
It was huge. It was huge. I was on with Dr. Ken Harris from 6 to 8 before the speech, and we took a poll. Would it be bandage, head wrap, Band-Aid, or nothing at all? And that Band-Aid, I'm telling you, was huge. I think this is a story to watch. As we head through the week, that thing's going to get smaller and smaller. He had to come out like the warrior last night, and then when the official pictures are taken and all that stuff come Thursday, it'll probably be really tiny.
I wanted to ask you about the weather last night. A number of people telling us as they were leaving the convention hall, it was super stormy. Those storms blowing through, did that dampen any spirits as the folks that you were talking with?
No, but it was really thundering and lightning. I mean, the lightning was really, really pretty severe.
Yeah.
But no, people were floating out of there. They were just singing and dancing. And that was the longest day for the delegates, was yesterday. So they had been in there, many of those people, for 10 hours by the time they got out into the weather at the end of the day. And they were dancing. I did talk to one delegate who was going to a hotel near Sheboygan and wasn't too happy about that. I can't even remember the delegation. Might have been Delaware. I guess if you're Joe Biden's Delaware delegation, you get to stay in Sheboygan.
But that's what you get. They put you an hour outside of town.
Yeah, you're right, because they had the two sessions on Monday. They started early. I mean, I was there in Deer District when they were first going into the place for that first session when the nominations were going to come down and J.D. Vance was going to be announced, and that was a sweltering heat. And then they had the second one. Today they only have the one in the evening. So I'm curious what if today's the day delegates go out, if you find them in other areas outside of Milwaukee County, maybe checking out a couple of things before coming back tonight.
Today is one of the days they have free. So I heard people talking about what they were going to do today, mostly members of the media, who also feel like some of them have the day free because they can, quote, go do what the delegates are doing. So they're all looking for places to go. I think today and tomorrow are the days that they have the chance to maybe try local restaurants, get out and walk about a little bit. But you guys have run into this all day yesterday. It's just surreal to have in our city and talking about our city all these people. I was hustling over to try to get into where I thought Donald Trump was going to be last night. And I looked up and saw a guy walking towards me with his face buried in his phone, about to ram into me. And I was like, that looks like Wolf Blitzer. Well, it was Wolf Blitzer, and he planted his chest, his head in my chest because he wasn't looking where he was going. And it's just really, really weird to see these people in our city. So then I asked him a couple questions about Milwaukee, and he just raved and raved and raved about the downtown area and the lakefront, and it's kind of fun.
It's interesting. That is a storyline that, because there was so much happening yesterday, you had the actual official nomination of Donald Trump as the GOP nominee. That happened. You had the J.D. Vance vice presidential pick announcement and his nomination as well. Then you had, you know, our first opportunity to see the former president since the assassination attempt. All of those storylines playing out. Today is the day I really want to get in and start talking to people about their impressions of Milwaukee, how we've done, what they want to see, what they're doing. Because I feel like yesterday there was so much business. Today is an opportunity to have that conversation.
Yeah, I think today is the day for that. You're right. Yesterday, the buzz started early about the VP pick. So that kind of consumed everything. Then it became apparent that Donald Trump was going to be here. Vetrano gave me some really good information that he got in an off-the-record press briefing, and I misunderstood it. And so I decided I'd go on the air and tell all of our thousands and thousands of listeners from around the world the information that Vetrano had told me, and he was sitting next to me.
And then say, Vetrano told me that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I expect to go to the media the off-the-record for scheduling only media briefing today and be told, I'm sorry, sir, you've been denied access.
What's your name,
Vetrano? You and I have been friends for 25 years. I've never seen the look on your face like you quite wanted to kill me, like you did yesterday.
Well, he looks at what had happened was, Eric, John and Julie are doing Wisconsin's Afternoon News right here where we're sitting in media row in the arena. And they were, I can't remember, I think you guys were talking about what was ahead and what was happening now in the convention hall and the prospect of the former president coming in and perhaps speaking and whatever. I had that information having been at that briefing.
Knew,
So I share with John, I'm like, just so you know, we went to this thing off the record. They're saying the president is going to come, but he's not going to come till 9 o'clock.
And the reason they do that is so everyone can be in place, that all the networks and everyone can know and how to prepare for it anyway.
Somewhere in that translation, Merck lost, this is not for public consumption. And then next thing I know, he's like, Vetrano told me this is happening.
Yeah, it was bad enough that I said the information, but then I attributed it to you and that look on your face. Like, dude, I got to work here the next 3 or 4 days. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, just so you know, you now have to cover that because I'm off the list apparently, or I'm on another list. So, nice job, pal.
Oh, man, it's been fun. I'm just getting ready to head through the security checkpoint. Again, yesterday as I went through security checkpoint, the guy behind me crashed his car into the barricade. I've never seen a swarm of cops look like a swarm of bees on top of a black SUV is when that guy hit the barricade.
Turned out to be just an accident, right?
Yes, just an accident. But, man, that guy, I think he probably got the hell scared out of him. You should have seen these cops. You got 5,000 cops looking for something to do. Accidentally smack into a barricade and see what happens.
Good. That's great, though. I'm glad because that keeps them active and keeps them on edge because otherwise there's been a lot of staring at phones, right?
Stay sharp.
Yep.
WTMJ's John Mercure on live with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Take care, guys. See you in a bit.